Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, you have been married for like, what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
And when you got married, your wife changed her name.
Yeah, right? I think I've spoken about this on the show. I said to her that, like, I would never expect you to change your name.
Mm-hmm.
If you, her maiden name, because she did change it, her maiden name is Tucker, if you wanted to be Jess Tucker. She wanted us all to have the same surname if we were able to have kids. I was very adamant, I was very open with if my children didn't have the same surname as me.
Oh, so you would have
totally
allowed
fine.
Your kids to have Tucker.
Well, not allowed, jeez. It's not 1935.
That's fair.
But if, like, I thought it was important that whatever my wife decided, it was her body, that if she wanted to have her surname as the name that the kids have, I was absolutely on board with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have just gotten married like 4 months ago, and I had similar conversations with my husband. He was like, you absolutely don't need to change your name. I was very excited to become a Kazi.
It's a badass name.
It is a badass
Anything
name.
Anything with a Q and a Z, like that's scramble points.
And I went to Vic Roads last week, finally got the official name change happen.
Well, that's how the ball gets rolling, because there's a lot to do.
Such a process, Tim. Oh my God. I had no idea just how big a process it was. I was like, okay, I'll change my name.
Yeah.
How hard can that be?
Yeah.
It is so much paperwork.
Well, I gave you a heads up because you had some paperwork at work, and I said, hey, don't do this here because it's a lot and it'll take up a lot of your time if you try and do it in
so
work
So I went
hours.
To Vic Roads and the chick at the service desk complimented me on my ability because I had to change my signature.
Oh, yes. On the spot is
on the
impressive.
Spot. I didn't even realize, of course, I'm going to have to change my signature. And she was like, wow, you got a Q and a Z in that signature. Well done.
Yeah, excellent.
It was really good. You know how you were talking about getting praise from a stranger?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's very good.
But now I didn't realize that it's little things that you don't think about, right? Like, you know, I've changed over bank details. I've changed over Medicare information. Like all the big things, that's done.
But you have to go tick, tick, tick for, in case of an emergency, these need to be correct as soon as possible.
But we went to book flights the other day to go visit my partner's family. They live in Brisbane. And I was like, I'll use my Qantas points. Put my Qantas frequent flyer number in and it was like, your names do not match.
Oh, don't match.
And I was like, I haven't changed my name in the frequent flyer program.
Yeah.
And so then I had to wait for my name to be changed over. But now my tickets have a different name to my frequent flyer and it's a different name to what's on my ID card.
Yep.
There's just so many things that you don't think about when you have to change your name.
You're grounded, unfortunately. You're gonna have to drive.
And then we got a message yesterday about the Electoral Commission. Because we've got the elections coming up.
Change it on the AEC.
Had to change it on the AEC. There's all these little things that keep popping up. I keep going, I'm done. Now it's finished.
Well,
and more things happen.
Can I be honest? You've caught me out. I didn't say all those things earlier to my wife because I was like, no, it's your body, your choice. You can do all these things. I said, you don't have to do it because I don't want you to have to do the paperwork.
Yeah.
I just don't. It took her months. It took her, I'm going to say, from January to July, the year that she did it. So, 6-7 months. It took her a while to get everything done. And now, even then, every now and then something pops up and we'll be like, oh, Tucker, that's not meant to be there.
Oh, no.
That's not ideal.
This is what I mean. I think this is the next 2 years of my life, minimum.
Well, I've actually had to, I've been having some interesting conversations with some different, like whether, I don't want to go into too many details, but like say Medicare or banking stuff. Because I've been so bit casual with my first name, because my first name is Timothy, but I go by Tim. Sometimes accidentally, I've just put Tim on documents instead of Timothy.
Tim.
So I'm like Tim somewhere, Timothy elsewhere. And the first
you
name-
You have two identities.
Yeah, this first name is the one where you go, well, that's normally the same. So I've accidentally changed my name from Timothy to Tim in some areas.
Oh God. So are you going to get a legal name change to Tim?
It just sounds like hard work.
It is hard. Trust me, it is.
I heard from a mate it's actually quite time consuming.
So. I do have some documents that might be able to help you out, though.
All right. Well, I'll change my surname to Kazi and it just might be easier for all that paperwork. Sounds good.
This is Tim and Jess.
Aubrey Plaza, a comedic actor, you would say. Well, I guess she's done some drama stuff. White Lotus in the last season, she was excellent on that. Parks and Rec from the old days.
Yeah, very much more well-known for her comedy. She's very, like, straight comedian.
Deadpan.
Yeah.
I think she had, like, a big movie run in the 2010s, I would say. But, what she's done on White Lotus has kind of thrust her back into, like, wow, like, she's got chops. Like,
she's amazing.
And everyone's loving seeing Aubrey Plaza. really funny in interviews, obviously, as you would say, as someone that's like a comedic style actor. She is a super fan of basketball, in particular the WNBA and the United States women's national basketball team, who are gearing up to play at the Olympics, right?
Sure.
So she's about that. She loves going to many basketball games from what I've seen on her Instagram and her social media. She, because I guess she's a celebrity, as they do, have some access. So she got to hang out with some of the All-Stars team and the Team USA at like one of their like pickups, just like their trainings, like their little
imagine
things.
Just being like, I'm famous. Give me things.
Well, it's not give me things. It's like I'm just going to go hang out with the players, and like we're going to like have a bit of fun. I'm super fan, so I would love to meet them. And probably you would say, like a lot of them, grew up with Aubrey Plaza being in like very funny television shows and movies, and they're going, of course we want Aubrey Plaza to be hanging out with us. While we're, and then she was like, well, let's play a little bit of ball.
Oh, here we go.
Let's, you know, let's play some one-on-one. Let's have a bit of fun. And she was playing, you know, goofing around with some of the stars from like the best women's players in the entire world. Tore her ACL.
Oh, my God.
Mucking around, just playing a bit of one-on-one with some of her, the most professional, famous basketballers on the
ACL
planet.
ACL can snap when it wants to snap, baby.
Yep. She posted a photo of her. She's like in the best spirits, I guess, for what you can. Because I know from what I've been told, and Jess, I know that you've torn your ACL.
Yeah.
It hurts immediately, and then the pain goes away. It's very strange.
Yeah, once that snap happens. Like, because I've torn my ACL and I've broken bones. Breaking bone, way worse.
Oh,
you
for
feel
sure.
It for like 12 weeks. But you tear that ACL, once it's torn, baby, you got nothing to tear.
She said, look, a little bit embarrassing because I was trying to prove to these professional basketballers, the best in the world, that I could ball with them. But no, I was trying to do, she did, I think she said she was trying to do something like, ooh, I'm being silly, I'm going to get around you. And then did the twist, down she goes, she's torn her ACL. 5223295 We love having this conversation when stories like this pop up. Tell us about your embarrassing injuries. Because essentially, she was trying to show off and be silly. And tore her ACL. That will affect her work. She won't be able to do so much. She'll have to have surgery. She'll probably have to get things organized. And then that's a story to tell. How'd you tear it? Oh, I was trying to...
Going up against the best in the biz.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark. I wanted to prove that I was better than her. And it didn't work. Embarrassing injuries are one of our favorite things where we get people to call up and talk about. Historically, on the show... I've had to go to the physio for 4 months after leaning down to pick up a shampoo bottle.
Of course.
In the shower.
Naturally.
Picking up a single leaf sent me back to the physio 3 weeks after my rehab had completed.
A single leaf. Like such an old man.
A single leaf was the downfall of man. And I think the only way you can embrace it is by embracing how silly it was and how embarrassing it was.
I'm the reason our old radio station no longer goes to the snow. Because on a snow trip 1 year... I slipped on some black ice just walking to the event.
Weird. What happened right before you stood on that black ice?
Someone, I'm not saying who, someone might have suggested that I don't walk on the black ice.
Yeah, from memory it was me.
And I didn't know what that meant.
And I said, Jess, just careful, you're about to step on black ice. And you said, shut up! And then you broke your ankle. Within a second of you saying shut up. Jess, you are pretty embarrassing as a rule of thumb.
Okay, hateful.
Like to hurt, you're very, like you hurt yourself in embarrassing ways.
So. Yes, I do. I'm very incident prone. We have a joke in my family that like once a year I go to the hospital. It's not so much a joke as reality. And this year, so far, 2024, it's the year of Jessica not going to hospitals. So
does urgent care count?
It doesn't because it's not technically a hospital. So. All right. Shut up.
If you go twice, then they add up to a hospital.
Correct.
All right. Callum from Barwon Heads has given us a call. Callum, have you got an embarrassing injury story for us?
Yeah, sure do. So when I was in year nine, so I was 15 at the time, I ended up breaking my wrist at footy. And then I ended up getting out of my cast and thought, oh, yeah, I'll celebrate. Ended up skinboarding and breaking my ankle. And then that's not even the embarrassing part. So the next part is that. So I'm in a moon boot and I've just gotten out of my cast for my wrist. And then there was this kid at school who ended up getting my moon boot off me and then throwing it around. So I've ended up going up to him and punching him and then re-broke my wrist that I've just got out of the cast for.
Oh, my God.
Callum.
Yep.
I The first time you've gone to one of your parents said, hey, this is what's happened. They're probably gone, I'm so sorry. That, oh, you poor thing. The second time they've gone, oh, man, this is, what are the chances? It's just your luck. Third time it's like, Callum. Callum. Yep.
Callum, how long were you in both a cast and a moon boot for after that?
Yeah, so the cast I was in initially for, I think it was 2 months by memory. And then the moon boot I was in for about a month and a half. And then, yeah, because obviously I had a moon, and then after I was in the moon boot for a week, I also had a cast for another 2 months. So it was like,
oh my God.
So, yeah, so there was a good month and 3 weeks of just being in a cast and a moon boot at the same time.
At that point, they're like, let's not suspend him. He's had enough trouble.
He's not. He's learned his lesson. All right. Yeah, Callum, that is unfortunate. I appreciate you giving us a call, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
That's excellent stuff. It's like a cartoon.
It's so unfortunate.
I just imagine both arms and legs propped up, full body cast.
Why is his whole face covered in
this scenario?
He
broke his jaw as
Fair enough.
Skyrock.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, you wouldn't say that I'm a fashionista, would you? I'm not cool. I don't wear a lot of trendy things. You're allowed to comment. I'm giving you permission. Go on.
Seems like a trap. Where's the HR officer? Michael, are you here?
If you had a question about something fashionable, would you come to me?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, perhaps not.
My husband, Akshay, also not very fashionable.
Can I just say just quickly? Yeah. I don't think you're... Like, you wear very nice clothes.
Thank you.
But it's not like, you're not wearing, like, the hottest hot.
No, I'm not wearing the brand names. No. I'm not wearing the latest trends. I'm not a part of that. I just wear what fits my body.
And again, I'll say this for context as well. In saying that all about you, I also am not that part of society.
Okay.
So here, just two dags trying their best.
Well, you might be able to answer his question because he had a question for me last night. He turned to me and said, do you think I could pull off Dr. Martens?
Ooh.
And I said, Dr. Martens?
If only you have an appointment. Have you tried booking one through Hot Doc?
I said, if you're calling them Dr. Martens, I don't believe you can wear the Dr. Martens.
No.
Because does anyone call them Dr. Martin?
Are they called Dr. Martens? I just thought they were Doc
Martens.
Well,
the brand is Dr. Martin. It's like Dr. Martin.
Oh.
Right? And the shoe is referred to and has always been as Doc Martens, right?
I've never had them or even really looked at them.
See, exactly. Just a couple of dags on the radio.
Yeah.
This is what I want to know. I'm 52232955. Does anyone call them Dr. Martens? Because I roasted that man last night.
Yeah, it's like burnt him to a crisp.
Dr. Martens! Absolutely not. You cannot buy Doc Martens if you're not going to call them by the appropriate name.
I mean, is he coming from a place of generational wealth? Where maybe that the upper echelon of society, we were just talking about how money, indeed, recently a study has confirmed
buy you happiness.
It can buy you happiness. Mm. Maybe it also can afford you to say things like Dr. Martin. Also, like Adidas and Target.
Well, maybe we need
Nike.
Someone from Newtown to give us a call.
Oh, yes, that'd be great. John West. We're talking to you.
We may not get a call, and that's totally
fine.
52232955. Is anyone calling them Dr. Martens? Because if someone says yes, you can call them Dr. Martens.
Are they a fancy shoe or are they like a cool young
they're not
fashion
a cheap
shoe? Right. But just because they're not cheap doesn't mean
that
they're not.
I don't think they're particularly
Where
fancy.
Would you wear a doctor?
Oh,
Where would you take the doc out to town?
You could wear a doctor any time of the day.
Okay.
In fact, I spoke with Loggy this morning as she was leaving.
She's kind of cool.
She has some Dr. Martens.
Oh.
She told me absolutely not. They don't call them that. And I said, I'll be the judge of that.
See, my brain does a thing. Like if I had a pair of Doc Martens, I'd probably call them Rickies.
Sure.
Because Ricky Martin,
oh,
Doc Martin.
That's pretty
and
cute.
I don't think anyone does that either. Are they called Rickies? 52232955. No, I don't think I've never heard them referred to as Dr. Martens. But then again, I thought the brand was just literally Doc Martens.
Do you think that my husband could pull off a pair of Dr. Martens?
Hello, this is K-Rock. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Jess from Geelong.
Jess
Hamlin Heights.
From Geelong / Hamlin Heights. Jess, do you own a pair of Doc/Dr. Martens?
I myself own a few pair of Doc Martens.
Oh, okay.
However, I was talking to somebody the other day who actually sells shoes, and he referred to them as Dr. Martens, and I had to contain myself while I was judging the heck out of him.
Right, Jess, this was me last night when my husband turned to me and said, do you think I could pull off a pair of Dr. Martens? I was like, there's no way. Well, if you're calling them that, no.
Well,
that's
Jess, is there a chance that Akshay, your husband, is in the shoe game? Because maybe. Has he worked as a shoe salesman? I don't know. This is... So you think Jess from Hamlin Heights... There's too many Jesses on the show. I'm going to call you Jess 2. Jess 2... How do you, so you think that even though it is, if it is technically called Dr. Martens, it's...
No one calls it that.
No one calls it that.
No, they're Doc.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because fun fact that I just learned, Reebok is actually short for Reba Bockington.
It is not.
Which is a...
You are making that up.
No, I'm not making it up. I'm making it up. Fair enough. You called me immediately. I'm trying to say it confidently. Jess, appreciate you giving us a call. Dave from Grovedale has also got in touch with us.
Dave's originally from the UK, right, Dave?
That's right, yeah.
And so are the Dr. Martens.
Yeah, well, yeah, you knew of them as Dr. Martens, but everybody just referred to them as Docs. You just got a pair of Docs.
Right.
Anyone refer to them as Rickies? Dave, as I was saying before, that I would probably call them Rickies, like as in Ricky Martin?
No, I don't think I'd be getting any.
Right.
Because also a fun fact that I've just been looking at, Lacoste, the shoe brand, is actually short for La 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 Costi Somachi. But no one ever calls it that. Like Dr. Martens, you know?
You're an idiot.
So, Dave, we appreciate the inside word. So, thanks for the doctor.
If they're not even calling them Dr. Martens in the UK,
then there's no way they're happening here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just docs, really.
It's just docs.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got that sorted out. Thank you, Dave.
And I won't be buying my husband any docs.
No, I don't think he could pull them off.
No.
But I'm glad that we know the full name so it's we good. Can tell him that it's not going to work for him.
This is Tim and Jess.
That age-old saying that, you know, money can't buy happiness.
Oh, my God. You actually got a saying correct.
Yeah, I know. I've struggled. I can't... The amount of sayings that I've got wrong in my life.
Yeah, usually be like, money can't buy crackers. And I'd be like, sure, Tim. Okay, continue.
I understand that... But you understand what I'm trying to say when I say, not my dog, not my problem, right?
Yes.
I don't even know what the real saying for that is anymore.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Again, you understand what I'm saying.
It's the same thing. Principle.
But
correct.
We've all heard money can't buy happiness. Mm-hmm. And that... I think a lot of people assume that that is said to people who don't have money to make them feel better about not having it, right?
I often say to my husband that we're rich in memories.
Rich in memories is, oh, man. If I had to put them in a bank account,
And he says, memories don't pay the bills, Jessica.
Yeah, that's fair. Someone has, well, Jess, I'm going to come to yours and everyone else's rescue. And make everyone feel good right now. So strap in for a good time, a good feeling, and some happiness. A study has confirmed money really can buy happiness.
Oh, good.
It actually can make you really, really happy. there is a zone between $60,000 and $90,000 that you, if you earn between $60,000 and $90,000, your happiness plateaus.
Oh.
So like the average Australian wage, which sits in that bracket, essentially, is going, well, you're starting to become unhappy if you earn between 60 and 90. It then has...
Isn't the like average Australian wage at the moment like 92,000 or something?
Might be around 90 or something like that. But then from 90, look, I'll call it a small jump up before happiness really starts shining again. It's about $500,000. It's $500,000. Then, boy, money can buy you some really nice happy things.
I think I'd be happy with $500,000.
I think I'd be pretty stoked. And you understand, like,
Get Tom, our boss, on the phone. Tom, I need happiness.
I need $500,000.
Give me some cash. We'll split $500,000. We'll make it easy, cheap, right?
It is interesting because, obviously, like, if you have access to money, things like food, accommodation, these kind of things, they're easily ticked
off.
You don't have to worry about
walking into the supermarket.
Five avocados.
You can just put whatever you want in the trolley. You don't have to think about the price.
30 packets of frozen berries, please.
Home brand? Nah, not for me. Brand. I'm going branded, baby.
Brand.
Yeah.
I love me some brand. But you understand, like, as you increase your wage, I guess, say if you were earning $90,000, your lifestyle would suit that. If you earn $500,000, then your lifestyle would probably adjust to some capacity to suit that. So it's not like you're going, wow, I've really just saved $110,000 here pretty much every year.
I think you're right, though. Like, a lot of people that are wealthy don't think about money the way that us poor people think, Tim.
Well, like, no, let's not use the P word, because I think people are definitely in really challenging situations.
Like, my husband and I were watching Below Deck the other day, which is a show about, like, people that go, charter mega yachts, right? And there was this family, and they chartered this mega yacht, and they were going off the yacht for an excursion. I was like, why would you? You've just paid to be on the yacht. Right. Stay on the yacht the whole time.
The big boat, yeah.
And my husband reminded me that's probably not a big deal for them.
Oh, right. Because the boat will always be there.
The boat will be there.
It's not like we've rented it for an hour. We'd better get the use of it.
Whereas for me, if I'm chartering a yacht for $60,000, I'm staying on that yacht until I die. That's
well, it's like for me, the way I put it into perspective, it's like I don't go to the petrol station and just fill up my tank. I fill it up to what I think is fair and reasonable for my car, what she has earned for
give
that
her
time
a patch.
Period.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm sorry we couldn't fill your tummy up this time, but Daddy's very unhappy. But money can buy happiness, it seems.
We just need half a mil.
Yeah. So if
Thanks for that.
So there's some advice for you to take home. Just get $500,000 and money can buy you happiness.
Easy.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.